You're listening to the Major Pod Network, the only place where your favorite toy store, card shop, arcade, theme park, and arena are all on the same block. Scratch that major itch.
This is the Rated R Superstar Edge, and you're listening to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
Hey, this is WWE Hall of Famer Double J Jeff Jarrett.
Hey guys, Mr. Doodoo and Chocolate Fingers himself, Swoggle here.
Hey, this is Sweaty Bill,
Corporate Steve,
and Ravishing Robert from the Elite Squad.
I cannot believe that all of you man babies and grown-up children waste your time listening to this dumb show and have done it for this long.
This is Brett the Hitman Hart, and you're listening to the best wrestling figure podcast there is, there was, and there ever will be.
It is I, the lyrical miracle, the sexual.
This is Tony Schiavone, and you're listening to the greatest wrestling figure podcast in the history of our great sport.
This is the hot mess Chelsea Green.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Something to Wrestle With, Bruce Pritt. No, this isn't that show. Wrong day.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Cabana.
So I get this text message this week from Zack Ryder, and my first thought was, what is this Mark want?
Hello, everybody. I'm Sean Mooney back at the MWFP Event Center.
This is Christian, and you're listening to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, this is X-Pac from D-Generation X.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is Justin Roberts, and you are listening to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
I am Woken Matt Hardy, and I want all of you to prepare your eardrums for education.
Hey, this is Zach's dad, and you're listening to the Major Brothers.
The Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
The Major, Major...
Hey, this is ECW Original, the innovator of violence, Tommy Dreamer.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Kofi Kingston here, one third of the New Day.
Hey, this is Devon Dudley, and you're listening to the Major Wrestling Figure.
Hello, action figure fans. This is Maven, Tough Enough Season 1 winner and former WWE superstar, and we are happy that you have found a home here with the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
My name is Raven.
This is Tyson Kidd.
This goes to all my freaks that are checking out my peaks and listening to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
Hello, this is RJ Sid.
This is Shane Hurricane Helm.
Hey, this is ECW Original Mikey Whipwreck.
And you're listening to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
And to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
On the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
The Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
And you're listening to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
The Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
To the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. Yeah.
We'll return after these messages.
Yeah!
It's the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. Time to start the show. Talking things and collectibles. Here we are, let's go.
Welcome, everyone, to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. I am your host, the Indie God, the Deathmatch King, always ready, Matt Cardona.
And I am your host, the most professional wrestler, the Scottie Pippen of wrestling figure collecting, Mr. Hardcore War himself, Brian Myers. What's up, everybody?
I see the scars on your forehead.
He got some color.
Seasoned vet.
Red equals green.
Well, I'm also here to produce the show. Smart Mark Sterling Esquire, the most famous professional wrestling lawyer. And this show is brought to you by our good friends, Ringside Collectibles. Use code MAJOR to save 10%.
10% new Ultimates back in stock at Ringside Collectibles. Got the damn email today, man.
Ringside Collectibles, I mean, I don't understand how in 2023 people aren't shopping there.
Like, I don't think we can ever hammer that home enough.
Like, I'm on the road.
It's embarrassing.
All over the country. I go to these Targets and Walmarts. I see the things on the shelves. I'm thinking, I got this from Ringside 5-6 months ago. What are you people doing?
Yeah.
I got no simpy for these simpy. Who are driving around wasting gas.
You gotta erase the thrill of the hunt for the thrill of the package coming in the mail.
And I understand it's more money, but time is money and gas is money.
But just like barely, like not really like.
Hey, if you like the thrill of the hunt, good for
you. Yeah,
but
I feel like I feel like the thrill of the hunt is built in.
Yeah.
Even if you get everything you possibly can from ringside, you still have the opportunity occasionally to get those Target exclusives or whatever the hell. So you still need to get
them. Pre-ordering them, they're not going to
come.
Yeah,
it's not like ringside has every wrestling figure ever made, and you know, so there are things that are going to send
you out. You can scratch your Target itch if you need it.
Yes.
Anyway, Ringside Collectibles. Right. Use code MAJOR to save 10%.
That's right. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at MajorWFPod. Follow us on TikTok at MajorPodNetwork. YouTube, youtube.com/MajorPodNetwork. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts and leave a review. Not just any review, a major review. If we read it on air, we'll send you a little prize. This review comes from A. Christ 4910. It's a long review. It's written as if the Macho Man Randy Savage wrote it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could do the voice for like, ooh, yeah. I don't know if I could do a whole review.
Yeah.
But I'll try.
What the fuck should I know? Just do
what
that.
What the fuck should I know? Ooh, yeah. The Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. Let me tell you something. This is the cream of the crop. The top of the mountain. The pinnacle of Wrestling Figure Podcast. Dig it. These three guys, Broski, Brian, and old Silverballs, they know how to entertain. Yeah. They're funny. They're insightful. They're always on top of the latest news in the world of wrestling figures. They're like the Macho Man himself. Always bringing the excitement. Always bringing the energy. Always bringing the menace. Yeah. Their interviews with figure makers are off the charts. They take you behind the scenes and give you a glimpse into the world of wrestling figures that you just can't get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, brother.
This is pretty good.
The stories they tell, they make your head spin. They make your heart race. They'll make you want to jump off the top rope and an elbow drop. So if you're a fan of wrestling, if you're a fan of figures, if you're a fan of entertainment, then you need to tune into the Major Wrestling for your podcast because it's the cream. Ooh, yeah. It rises to the top. Dig it.
Wow.
Wow.
Bravo to everyone involved in that one.
That was.
Including yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, great job.
What a review. Unbelievable. Yeah. Last week.
Can someone leave one as nails?
Boss man! Well, you know, last week the review was written by AI. And someone did send in an AI written review by Scott Steiner.
Whoa.
But I thought this one was more creative because this one that you could tell the guy actually wrote it.
I think.
Unless it was AI created as well. But anyway, the giveaway every week, courtesy of Ringside Collectibles, all you got to do is find the pinned tweet on our Twitter and retweet it. Last week, it was Darby Allin. What set is that? I don't even know which one that was. He's got the bat, no jacket. It's a cool figure. The winner was at Awesome Joe Is. And this week, this is a hell of a prize, guys. If you don't retweet this, I don't understand what you're doing. It is the AEW exclusive ring and
Jesus.
Whoa!
Hell of a prize.
I'm going to go retweet it and see if I win.
Hell of a prize. All you got to do, find the pinned tweet, retweet it, you're eligible.
That's an insane prize. The Rampage ring?
Sting!
You could get your Mark Sterling zombie sailor heels and faces, get your Taya boss fight, get that Rampage ring.
That's right.
Slam his ass.
Slam his ass. All right. MajorMarks.com, Patreon.com/MajorWFPod. The subscription, the family, the community, become a Major Mark today. You get this podcast early and ad-free. You get the Facebook group. You get the bonus pods. This month, the bonus pods are going to be FWF, the Retro Fig Fed. We're going to talk about our cards. Also, Brian had extreme conversations live with Raven. We're going to put that up. You got Figure Dissecting with D Freedom, Silver Linings with Smart Mark. Oh, baby, he's happy hour. The Captain's Log, Joe Shoes, going to have Josh Chernoff on this month. So much cool stuff going over on MajorMarks.com. What am I missing, Mark?
Well, I just want to mention Heath's happy hour this month. I haven't really talked to him about it, but I just came up with it in my head. I think I want to talk to him specifically about that Legends run, right?
Oh,
that famous.
Man. His version of that. From what I remember, is very different.
Then what? Then what happened?
Because in my head, he was like kicking and screaming the whole time, like, man, they're jobbing me out, all these guys. Instead of now, he's like, man, it was so cool. I got to work with Vader. And I think it's like, you know.
I've heard him say it was great that he asked
so
to do it.
I think you could call him out on that. So
all right, I'm going to call him out on it,
There's a little
guys.
Tidbit.
All right, that's what we're going to talk about
later
this month.
listen, I don't care what you think of Heath. If his music played Raw, SmackDown, live event, the place would go nuts.
Yeah.
That is what we call a wrestling star.
I'm just one man.
The place would go nuts.
Yeah.
God, I love Heath, man. What a great guy.
Yeah, so MajorMarks.com.
Just spent the whole weekend with him, boys.
Oh, baby.
He's one of a kind.
MajorMarks.com. So much cool stuff. Guys, the card this month, Heart Foundation Up, Smart Mark Sterling. There's a variant card. One of 100 autographed. And, of course, Ultimate members, this is the month of the Ultimate Prize. You can sign up on the last day and then cancel. But you will get your Ultimate Prize that way. Sign up right now.
Did we confirm next month? SDL?
Card?
Yeah.
I guess we can do it.
I thought that was the plan.
Sure, next month. We'll get the market. First of all, I don't even have the mat that people are getting.
Oh, you should.
I don't
have it.
I literally have that because Mark sent it to me by accident, right?
We just got the signatures from you, so those just went out.
All right.
Hey, you didn't the winners.
Oh, every week we give away a prize. Just for signing up to MajorMarks.com, we give away a prize to a new and an old subscriber. Who do we got, Mark?
First time in the line, Timothy Ramsey, classic superstar Manuel Cantu.
Cantu.
I feel like I've read that name before. Yes.
All right. Some quick follow up weekend stuff. I wrestled Ramin for the Last Match musical at Outlaw Pro Wrestling.
How did that go?
Unbelievable, bro. First time this guy's ever had a match. He fucking brought it. He was there for everything. Yeah, I was superplex.
Even just from seeing the show, I have no doubts that he was like pretty fine.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. It was incredible the stuff we were doing. I want to give credit to Bull and Afa Jr. for training him, but holy shit, I got to give credit to him. But the producers from the Last Match were there, and I don't really think... I think they know I'm like a bad guy wrestler, but I don't think they really knew until I'm in there cursing, flipping everybody off. I'm taking like the chair, kendo stick, and wailing this guy. They don't think this is part of... They don't know what's going on.
Oh my God.
So I can just see the horror in their face when I'm slamming this Broadway star with the steel chair.
Damn. But, so, yeah, he was just like, hey, here's where I hit with the chair, and he's like, yep. Yeah, sounds good.
But he hit me right back, so it was even. Right, but then I did a little MCW in Baltimore, and then some Gary Damron, West Virginia.
Baby.
Let me just say this. We got to get the Major Pod crew down to fucking West Virginia, June 17th, Bash at Beckley. First of all.
Mark, you're the missing piece.
The stipulation just changed. It's now a boxing match. Brian Myers with John Morrison.
A brawl for all.
Congrats, Jomo, you crazy son of a bitch. Winning.
I've known he's to shoot tough since we met him. I knew that. That's another one. I had no doubt that he was going to fuck.
I saw the clip where he knocks him out. If you watch the fight, he's killing him the whole time. He knocks him out of the ring.
Falls out of the ring. I didn't realize that till later on, too. Yeah.
Damn.
No, Jomo's the man.
I wanted to fight me. I had no doubts
about that. That would have been like cheating. Like, he knows he would have just beat the shit out of you. That's like.
No amount of money would I fucking put on those gloves. When I declined that, he wanted me to fight Jake and Logan Paul's dad. I said no to that, too. What if you lose? It's over.
Nothing to gain there. Yeah.
No.
Here's one thing that I noticed from the clip, though, right? Like, boxing and wrestling people, they look so different because you look at Jomo in that with the gloves and that in those shorts, he looks gigantic, like Andre the Giant compared to a boxer.
He looks so jacked, right?
Yeah, like a boxer so lean. It's just like a totally different body. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But great job, Jomo. So, yeah, it's not going to be a brawl for all, but it will be a straight-up match. Brian Myers versus... John Morrison or Johnny Damron, I think he might be called that night.
I think it's our first singles ever. No, wait, we did that in Australia. Sorry.
I literally sat ringside when you wrestled.
Johnny Beckley.
I like Johnny Damron better.
Johnny Damron, I'm going
first of all, Gary Damron fucking did a body slam, biggest pop of the night last weekend. Yeah, unbelievable.
Oh my God.
I had to follow that.
I didn't even see a clip.
But anyways, me versus Heath in a 15-foot-high steel cage, ASW strap on the line in his hometown of West Virginia. I'm very excited about that.
He told me this week, he's like, man, I'm getting new jeans made, and it's going to be like Shawn Michaels' hearts, but instead of hearts, it's going to be the state of West Virginia, man.
Fucking believable. What about you, Brian?
That's a great idea.
Speaking of seeing Heath at Impact, you fucking... Blood and Guts Brian Myers over here. What's up with that?
Bro, I'm running on goddamn fumes here right now. Friday night, Oshkosh. God, I say it every year. Oshkosh is a very underrated, beautiful little town on the water. I love waking up at that hotel and open up, peeling back the blinds and seeing the water out there. Interviewed Raven, the first ever Extreme Conversations live. I would say it was a huge success, man. People were pretty thrilled about it. I was happy about it. Raven was super cool. It was a great thing. And then the next day, the show, I tagged with Team Swoggle's best friends, me and Ego and Dylan. We bullied him into letting Landon come in and hit a unbelievable tadpole splash. Officially retiring his dad's tadpole splash that's been on the ropes for a couple of years. So that was a really cool moment. And then I went straight to the Hardcore War Impact Wrestling Rebellion pay-per-view live in Toronto. Got a real bloody and had some fun. That was wild. And then a TV taping, which I had the old Broski special that finally aired yesterday. A digital match is what Impact likes to call it, which is really the dark, dark main event. And it was me and Sammy Callahan.
Nobody wants to be in this match.
It's the main event, dark, but first time ever, me and Sammy Callahan in a street fight.
Whoa. Sammy's great.
So that's taped and to air at a point unknown, but it will be available at some point.
Like on Twitter or something? Like, why is it the digital?
Literally, Broski wrestled Josh. What was that, October?
October.
And they just put it up on their YouTube yesterday saying, like, oh, the lost match from the Josh Alexander title reign.
But they did some digital editing. I won that match. I won the title. The way they presented it, it's like I lost. So
oh,
they did CGI.
The top rope broke.
I don't know what happened, but
yeah.
They had all the time
CGI.
To fix it.
Yeah, hell of a weekend. I got to – man, dude.
Hey.
The fans in Oshkosh just never fail to, like, you know, merchandise and meeting everybody is pretty incredible.
Max
Max Caster, I think, won the weekend, though. Like, last year, it was clearly Danhausen with that line. Yeah. This year, it was Max Caster. It was wild, man. It's cool to see somebody that, like, that, you know, I literally met his first second in the wrestling business come all that way to, like, where people are going nuts to meet this guy.
Well, that means Dylan won't bring you back, because that's what happened to me when I was there. My line was so big, it cut it to his, and then he doesn't bring you back.
I don't
so
know.
So Danhausen wasn't back. Max Caster not coming back.
I would love to bury Dylan right now, but I think he's given up on his Oshkosh gimmicks. He's there all the time. It's not really a lucrative thing for him anymore.
That's true.
Hey, what about that Raven Major Bendy you showed off?
Yep, and that was the big news coming out of there. We showed off the Raven, Major Bendy, as well as the Bloody Chase. And disclose that it's a full-blown extreme line, and we didn't announce the other talents. You know, we'll do that later on, but people are pretty fired up about that.
Hell yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, guys.
Hey, let me just end it with this. This was a real funny talking point of the weekend. Dylan lives in Oshkosh. He uses the Appleton Airport. It's about 20, 25 minutes away.
Yep.
Dylan's dad, greatest guy in the world, sweetheart of a man. Every year when we do this, he does all the airport rides for all like the names and stuff and gets them and takes care of them, whatever. So he goes and picks up Raven. What would you say to this man you never met before in a 20, 25-minute ride? So what was it like raising a midget?
Wow.
Yeah, what an icebreaker, huh?
Well, I see Raven asking that.
Bro, we were like, so of course Dylan's dad laughed about it and told Dylan, and then Dylan told us, and then we told Raven we're busting his balls all weekend. Like, you thought that was okay to just like, he's like, what are we going to talk about? It was 20 minutes. I don't know. Like, oh my God. I was curious.
Damn.
That's great.
Mark, did you have anything this weekend?
Yeah, big weekend for me. I cleaned out my entire closet, spring cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I felt so accomplished. Guys, if you're a collector, you got to do it once a year, spring cleaning.
For sure.
My big recommendation. That's all.
Real quick, my Indie God shirt from 2800 Studio. If you're listening, Friday's the last day to get it. It's a 2-week pre-order, limited edition, comes with a sticker, 2800studio.com. Okay, this is big news. Premier Streaming Network, the home of all our new stuff, has a new co-owner.
I need you to break this down for me.
Yeah, talk to me here.
Freddie fucking Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
I guess is now kind of our boss.
She's all that? Summer Catch?
Himself.
Summer Catch?
Bro.
I didn't see that one coming.
Chernoff messaged me, I want to say like September-ish. Like, hey, put me in touch with Freddie Prinze. I've heard these rumblings. He's starting a promotion. I don't even know if I should be saying this, but I'm saying it. It's my I said, okay. I put him in contact. I didn't think anything of it, you know?
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, I'm checking Twitter. Breaking news, Freddie Prinze Jr. now owns half of Premier Streaming Network.
Yeah.
So I'm like, first thing I said to Josh, I said, where's my commission?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I set this deal up, Jesus Christ. But I'm very excited to see what this is going to mean. So, we'll see.
I mean, it's definitely a pretty cool, business acquisition. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like more eyes and more people are going to learn what the Premier Streaming Network is just by default, right? You know?
Right. I mean, I think so, too. And I think if Freddie does start his promotion, it'll be on Premier, which the more I check out Premier, the more things that are added to it. I saw Impact was on Premier.
I saw that, too. I didn't even know about that.
Big congrats to what's on there? And Ponderosa.
Their pay-per-views are going to be on there, Impact?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what about like the old stuff? I guess the old stuff is still on their network or something.
That I don't know, but I know that, what was this, Rebellion?
It was Rebellion.
Rebellion was on Premier.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Chelsea Green, my wife, was on Raw last night wearing, I was a little upset with her. She's wearing old gear, but it was her Chase basic gear. So it was kind of
like
worked out.
I thought that, but I'm like, nah, she wouldn't be wearing like 2-3-year-old gear or whatever. How did that happen?
She did. I don't know. But
wow.
So maybe on
we're going to need follow up to that follow up.
Well, I think because now she teams with Sonya Deville and she's like wears all black. So she had I don't know. Yeah. So her Chase figure. It's relevant again, so if you need some, slide to my DMs. I got hundreds.
I was going to say, Broski's got the lifetime supply in his garage, guys.
I got hundreds of them. Hold on one second. My doorbell keeps ringing here.
Live, folks.
We're live,
breaking
pal.
News. His sushi has arrived.
His sushi is here, folks.
You can come in. Hi, you can come in.
Okay.
The door should be open.
Do you lock your wife out of your own home?
No, it's the cleaners.
Oh.
Oh man. They gotta put your toys away in the toy room?
No, they know no toy room, no office.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in great news for the pod, maybe not for your wallets, the second ever major crate Pro Wrestling Tees sold out less than 24 hours.
God, we don't even have to even plug it or promote it.
Don't even have to plug it.
Full blown missed out.
I'm very excited about that. I mean, I knew it would sell out. I didn't think it was going to sell out in 24 hours.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Very flattering. Thanks, everybody. I think there's a lot of fun stuff in there. I mean, two micro brawlers, end of story, you know?
Yeah, if you're a major pod fan, you're going to absolutely love it. If you're not a major pod fan, you're going to absolutely hate it.
Absolutely hate it.
I mean, you're going to hate it. But why would you buy it if you're not a major pod fan? Maybe for the brawlers? I don't know.
Yeah.
But thank you, everyone who bought that. Really, really appreciate that. All right, we got to talk about this. Mattel, listening to their fans, switching things around for Mattel Creations, switching the whole order of everything. They're going to give us Steiner.
I'm looking right now.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Because I haven't seen since this was announced over the weekend.
Ooh, guys, not good news.
Nah, it's not, right? It's not.
2,094 backers, which means that since we recorded last time, it's only gone up like 80 backers.
God, so very disheartening.
Let's clarify what exactly happened. So Mattel decided, okay, not only will you get Ray, you'll get Scott Steiner. Okay? Then they kind of shuffled things around because Steiner was supposed to be the 9,000.
Yeah. So I can read it off right now.
Okay, please do.
5,000 backers. Is the Ultimate Rey Mysterio and Scott Steiner. The second unlocking could be Diamond Dallas Page at 7,000. Unlock number 3 is 9,000, and you get the Ultimate Warrior, WCW, and the jeans. And they sent Mr. Hogan to the end of the line. Unlock number 4, that's 11,000, you get the Hogan. And we are at like Mark said, 2,094 backers with the target of 5,000 just to get this thing made. It's 41% funded with 17 days to go. It ends May 6th. So I hope we're not even halfway there.
I hope we get there.
I think we'll see a late flurry.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we get there.
And then if there's a late flurry, then you would assume a lot of those people who left comes back, maybe?
Maybe. But let's not forget, we're just trying to get the fucking bare minimum right now.
I'd be fine with that, to be honest with you, because it's looking so dark.
I would love the three. So 7,000 would be my personal goal, because you get the stage plus the three ultimates. I think that's
and
valuable.
The three, honestly, the three I want the most.
Yep.
Yeah. I could go without the Hogan, the Ray, and the Warrior.
Yeah.
But DDP, Steiner,
and I'd take the Ray.
Well, the Ray we got to have anyway.
The Ray I'll take anyway, yeah.
The cool thing about this, though, guys, is if you really think about it, the thing came out, we said it on our podcast, everyone's saying, man, Steiner's the best part. I wish that was the 5,000.
Great initiative by Mattel, yes.
And they listened to what everybody said. They listened to the feedback. I don't know if this was the plan all along, a plan B.
I could almost say for sure this is a pivot to satisfy the people that were clearly very vocal online and complaining, you know?
Yes.
Listen, I think this is the best, most realistic situation that we're going to get.
I think this is our best chance to get this thing done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if this doesn't happen, this doesn't happen. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So you can argue if there should have been different people in there. You could argue if Steiner should have been in from the beginning.
I don't think high voltage would have made a difference. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is at this point.
A lot of high voltage chat lately. We're talking about rage and chaos. Whatever. Here.
It is what it is. Let's make it happen. Let's try our best. But it is what it is, right?
Like, yep.
I'm just so shocked. Now, listen, I understand, I guess, Mattel might have to pay for some of the stuff. But there's, like, nothing from WWE, like, hey, back this. There's nothing from Mattel, like, hey, back this. Like, nothing. Like, so are they just relying on, like, Corporate Steve's Instagram account and us?
I know.
not just a big heel and everybody else. You know,
when you put it like that, God. You're not
right.
You're not wrong. Yeah,
like they can't spend a couple fucking. I'm sure they have an advertising budget. Fucking spend some on this. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if this gets backed, it just sets up further projects.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
All right. That's all I got for follow up. You guys got anything?
No. Nope. Let's move on.
All right. Up next is the news, and the news is brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon.
The Major Pod Network has partnered with our favorite adult beverage, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Everybody needs some liquid courage to make their own weekly purchases, scratch that figure itch, and scratch that PBR itch.
If you're listening to this, you're already a major mark. Now it's time to become a major PBR mark.
Use hashtag MajorPBR and post your pictures and videos of you major marking out with some Pabst.
Pabst Blue Ribbon and the Major Pod Network, the tag team champions of the world.
Of the world. Major PBR. Forever.
All right, guys. Major PBR, Pat Blue Ribbon, the host, not the host, they're the host of my life, but the sponsor of FWF Live 5 coming June 6th. We'll talk about it later. Also, guys, you know, the Summer Stop 5 is coming up, and PBR is going to be playing a big part in that. But every week, use the hashtag Major PBR. If we choose your picture or video and talk about it on air, you'll get a little prize. This one comes from @IndieBrewerAFW. Hashtag Major Bendies and hashtag Major PBR collided today. Got in my bloody variant Effie and Joey Janela Bendies and crushed a sixer of hashtag Major PBR. Cheers, Major Marks. I like that shot right there. We got some GC Dub guys, some PBRs killing it. You win a little prize key. So, news. You see the new AEW mini mates?
Yeah, I believe Seth Merritt posted in the group that they were like he got them at the shop he works at. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
A 4-pack.
Okay.
With Britt, and it's like sealed with a magnet. Not my thing. Very cool though. I mean, Jericho, Punk, Britt.
Bucks?
Omega?
I could have swore I saw like the Bucks, and I could have swore I saw like an Excalibur in a ring.
That's different. That's other stuff.
That's different. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I see Diamond Select Toys Mini Mates Series 1 4-packed Britt Baker, Kenny Omega, CM Punk, and Chris Jericho.
Boom. What did I just say?
There it is. Very cool. Yeah. I like that AEW is branching out into other form factors.
Yeah, it is what it is. If it's your thing, cool. But
speaking of AEW, you see this sale on Target. Buy one, get one 50% off.
Is it on the app or only in store?
That I'm not sure about.
I think it's only in store, but...
Well, that would make sense because a lot of stores are flooded with some of these AEWs.
Really?
But then it's funny because you see in that post, a lot of people are like, damn, this would be cool if my Target had AEWs.
Yeah, that's what I don't think it's... Yeah, I think it's a case-by-case scenario, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'm in New York, so nothing's ever flooded.
I've never... I think I've maybe seen an AEW figure once at my Target.
Really?
What?
Literally.
I don't want to say that. I do see... But when I see them... It's never like, oh, a never-ending pile of like Nyla Rose's. It's like one of each character. Like it's not like this,
yeah,
you know,
100%
epic right. thing.
I guess now that you mention it, I see them more at Walmarts than I do Target. But I definitely see them at Targets. But let's get rid of that stock. All right, some retro news. Rush Collectibles showed off some, I guess they were finished samples of Roadblock. I don't think it looks that great, to be honest. I ordered one of them. But
I'm pretty sure I didn't order it, and I just don't care.
Yeah, let's see the finished product. Also, the Chris Van Vliet, the finished painted version. It's okay, I guess.
My big aesthetic thing with that is like he has a neck, even though he has a tie.
I see what you're saying.
Like the head should just be right there at the shirt. Instead, there's a net. It's bizarre. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, something was a little off by it. Yeah, but hey.
It's very, very strange.
I guess you'd have a real loose collar if you...
I mean, it wouldn't... It's not possible.
I'm rooting for Rush. Listen, there's no surprise or no lying from the fact that we did sign on to have those ECW figures. I just want Rush to put something out. I want to see how it is. They have like almost 100 figures lined up. So let's get some stuff out. And then we'll go from there.
Did you guys watch that Roadblock clip I sent you, by the way?
Yeah, he was rotten.
Lex Luger.
He's rotten. And then that specific clip you said is Luger versus Roadblock from a Nitro, like kind of like a elongated squash.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if Lex is improvising because he shoot dropped them.
Or if that's a spot.
Or that was the plan, like to like, oh,
either
I'll try
way,
to
it
get
works.
It. Either way, it works. It's still...
I guarantee you that when I've watched that many times, it's a famous look it up, Roadblock versus Lex Luger.
Real treat, guys.
Real
there
treat.
You go.
They booked the match.
Spoil yourself.
Like, guys, it would be great if Lex Luger could get Roadblock up in a torture rack, right? And everyone's like, yeah. Let's have him practice. I bet you they practiced. They got him up. Match time comes. They do a little bit. Now he can't jump up.
The first one looks like a botch. That's why I'm like, oh, he's just improvising, which was great. Man.
I don't want to spoil it.
By the way,
does
Lex Luger at Oshkosh Wrestling Con, sweetheart of a man. And did you guys know David C. Anderson's the biggest Lex Luger super fan on earth?
I thought he was a Bret Hart fan.
He said Bret's one, but Luger's two. And he had an epic amount of Luger merch there for him to sign.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It was wild. Cool. He ran the table, yeah. And Dylan bought a USS Intrepid replica boat that he had Lex sign.
I got to see that.
It actually looks awesome.
It says I slammed Yoko. It's pretty awesome.
He's going to sell it on Whatnot. He put a post in the group.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
It's actually really cool.
Hastell Toys showed off a variant Smoke Train and the Ahmed Johnson. Again, let's see a finished product. You know, they're making up these like weird terminologies for all these different steps. You know, let's just see a finished product in hand and see and I'll judge it when we have a finished product in hand.
Sure.
I don't want to judge whatever step they're on right now. What about Zombie Sailor showing off the 6-inch, 7-inch, whatever you want to call it, Brian Pillman?
I felt like that broke the internet a little bit yesterday, right? It was awesome to see people's reactions to it. So, Broski and I, you know, are friends with Zombie. So, like, he's showed us these things a long time ago. So, I'm glad that people can finally see it and get excited and we can all talk about it openly. But, man,
I think
the gun accessory.
I love that.
It's wild. A gun hand.
I am not in love with the heads. I'll say that.
A lot of people have said that.
I see what people. So here's my take.
This is ECW Pillman.
It's People ECW it's Pillman. Like,
yeah.
His hair, I think, is supposed to be like wet. So it doesn't have that like classic Brian Pillman kind of poof.
Yeah.
Which is also very hard to execute. But that being said, if you're going to do three heads, do one at least with the poof. You know what I mean? So you have some options.
I also think even though it's wet, it's not curly enough.
That's what I'm saying. Like if it's there is that picture of him where it's wet and it's not that curly.
It's not poofy, but it still has curls.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's a little too straight.
Yeah. So maybe
all that said, I think for me, the way that's getting posed is the shades and it doesn't matter. The open skin, I think it'll be great. So it's not like really hindering it, but what a cool item I think that is, man.
I think it's very cool. I can't wait to get it. Also, Epic Toys showed off. We saw this drawing a long time ago. Retro Eddie Guerrero.
I saw it. It looks cool. Kind of Macho Man.
Yeah.
One-esque body, right?
Let's see when it comes out. I mean, we're still waiting on the BWO.
So Epic Toys, who has that? Epic Toys.
Epic Toys.
Like, how do you
was
buy that?
Wrestling Trader. And was Chella. It's so fucking confusing.
Yeah. So who? How do you buy that?
I don't even know. I'm not buying it until it's in stock because I've been pre-ordering too many things. And it's been almost a year since I got those BWOs, maybe longer.
Right.
That's all I have for news besides ringside stuff. Oh, cool. Well, let's say this, guys. Major pod news. The latest Bendy's in stock. Joey Janela, Ricky Morton, the Good Brothers. Who else in that set? British Bulldog.
The legendary British Bulldog.
How'd I forget that? Those are available on majorpodmerch.com. And also, guys, we've talked about this. In August, PowerCon, there's going to be an Indie God, Matt Cardona, Green and Black, Brian Myers, a suited Smart Mark, all new molds. If you're not going to PowerCon, they've given fans the opportunity to pre-order them now. Now, I will say this. I've heard what people are saying. The prices are a little higher than what we charge. Not our fault. We sold them the inventory.
Convention exclusive, guys. It's not going
to
be
that. Also, that you don't have
plentiful.
To go to. You don't have to go to this convention.
Yeah,
you know they're giving you the opportunity to buy it early. But you know, to be completely transparent, we sold them the entire run. They could have sold them for $1 each, $100, $1,000. Nothing we could do about it, guys. Listen, I wish it was 1998. We could sell these figures for $4.99. It's not the world we live in.
But it's a limited run. You know, low, small wrestling company. I mean, it's whatever. Yeah.
And a lot of people, I saw, I'm not going to be a completist now. That's unfortunate. But I don't think anyone should be a completist. In fact, myself, TTD, and Knick, I can't believe it. We do all our business talks through, like, Instagram DMs. But we finally had a Zoom meeting this week. And we mapped out the entire year. A lot of stuff coming from Major Pod, Major Bendy's, Big Rubber Guys. Oh, what about the belts we dropped? Hasbro belts.
Out of
belts.
Nowhere. Yeah.
They fit your bendies as well. They're on majorpodmerch.com. Get them today. So we're very, very excited. A lot of stuff coming. All right. Also, guys, 2 weeks only, Micro Brawlers pre-order, the Hardy Boys. Look at that.
That is big news.
Hot
first time. That's crazy.
Seller.
All that merch over those years. First.
Hot seller.
Yeah.
We got some ringside news in stock now. Ultimate Edition 16 with Razor and AJ Styles. Best of Ultimate with Bret Hart and Triple H. Expected in soon. AEW announces accessory pack. Ringside exclusive with commentators, table, headsets, and backdrop. That's pretty cool. I can't wait to see that. Mm-hmm. And AEW belt pack with the AEW World Championship, TNT Championship, and two tag team championships. Elite 102 with Edge, Austin Theory, Gunther, Sami Zayn, Rhea Ripley, and Commissioner Mick Foley. Who's the chasing there? Austin Theory?
Yes.
Cool. All right. And up next is the Ringside Top 10.
Top 10.
This episode of the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast has been brought to you by Ringside Collectibles, the number one online retailer of WWE action figures.
Go to WrestlingFigures.com and make a purchase. And when you do, use discount code MAJOR at checkout to save 10%.
Ringside Top 10, brand new figures. Hey! Another sale, Sami Zayn's number one again. Ringside top 10. Use code MAJOR for discount at the end.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Interesting list here. Number 10, King Harley Race, Elite Greatest Hits. Number 9, Bret Hart, Best of Ultimate Edition. Number 8, Best of Ultimate Edition 1, Complete Set of 2. That's Triple H and Bret. Yeah. Number 7, Liv Morgan, Series 139. Number 6, Cody Rhodes, Defining Moments. Number 5, Ruby Soho, Unmatched 6. Number 4, Sausage, Jim Ross. Number 3, Triple H, Best of Ultimate Edition. Number 2, AJ Styles, Ultimate Edition. And number 1, Say Hello to the Bad Guy. Razor Ramon in the yellow.
Such a good figure.
Ultimate Edition. I was listening to Figure Dissected with D. Freedom. D. Freedom says that Razor in that, to me, I think that's like an iconic outfit, the Razor in the yellow. He only wore that once.
Survivor Series?
I don't know when it is, but he only wears it once. I guess it's just used for a lot of photos.
Yeah, I guess that's why it feels so iconic, right?
Yes. But pretty damn cool, man. He's number one. All right. Well, up next is Weekly Purchases brought to you by Eat.
EatRight.life is the meal service for you. It's the meal service for the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. Healthy meals delivered with delicious choices. At sign up, you choose a plan to be your default. Your subscription comes out every week. You choose the meals every week during your designated times, and the delivery specialist will be at your doorstep every single week. They have conventional plans, ketogenic plans, plant-based plans. It is so easy to choose which exact meals you want. They are so tasty and unique, you never get sick of it, and the convenience is there. Also, if you travel at all, these things are really easy to travel with. And you can't really lose to try this. You get 60% off your first order and then 10% off every week after that. You're kind of grandfathered in if you use code MFCHALLENGE. Just try it out. I think you're going to love it. And now they have Eat Right 2.0. Eat Right Pro, perfectly weighed and portioned proteins, carbs, veggies, and more. And you have the ability to completely build your own custom macros. You have a la carte options, high protein, low sugar. Protein donuts as well is an added thing. I mean, we all love it. We've been eating Eat Right for a year, and it's maintaining our fitness even with our busy lifestyles. I love it. Matt loves it. Brian loves it. That's code MFCHALLENGE, and you get 60% off your first week and then 10% off every week after that. What are you waiting for?
Some might cost a little. Some might cost a lot. But I'm the $1,000 broski. And your figures will be bought. All right, Eat Right. I've been eating my Eat Right, trying to get my schedule, my diet back on track. It's been a crazy couple weeks, crazy couple months, but now that Eat Right, just microwave that food, it is ready to go.
Oh, you know, says every month I was on that Impact diet this weekend, so I gotta gotta get back after, and thank God my Eat Rights are in my fridge to make that a lot easier for me.
All right, weekly purchases. Use the hashtag MajorBendies. If we talk about your post on air, we'll send you an exclusive MajorBendies trading card. This week, Mike Durbin. Thank you to the legendary Real Ricky Morton for autographing his brand new MajorBendies figure for me at NWA Power last weekend. Then he even plugs that the rest of the set's available at MajorPod merch. I believe this is the first Ricky Morton signed.
Oh, cool.
Right here. It looks beautiful.
What did Ricky say to you? About it at Gary Dameron's this weekend.
He thought I was going to have some to give him. I said, no. Like, you sent him, you didn't get him yet. But I did bring some shells. I got him to sign some shells.
Uh-huh.
Very, very cool. Ricky Morton. A lot of people asking for Robert Gibson.
Right.
Never say never, but I will say he is not in the 2023 calendar.
Yeah.
So I will say that. But Mike Urban, big supporter. I know he's a completist.
And that was that their last Gary Damron match or their last match?
Yes, okay. Yes. Last match in West Virginia.
In West Virginia.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, big tour. Speaking of the Bendies, though, while you're saying this, Knick sent me, you know, all those exclusive live 15 Mark Sterlings, and I had no idea. I was packing my bag for an indie this weekend,
yeah,
and I realized he sent the exclusive Brodus, the exclusive Effie, the Swoggle, and the Danhausen, right? So yeah. I had all those four. So I've had them for weeks, but I didn't realize it. But anyways, I opened them. Unbelievable. Not to, you know, be a shill here, but this line has come a long way, I feel. Just looking at that Brodus face scan, for example, the Effie details.
The new designer is...
It's really cool. That's why I'm really looking forward to this new Smart Mark.
Yeah, that's another thing we didn't really mention about those power... Like, you're talking... Like anything, it like you said, it all evolves. So this is like our first me, you, and Matt.
With the new,
you know.
Yep.
It's kind of new designer, the new mold. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cool.
Another reason that I think those power cons will be something to check out, you know?
Yep. And they will all have original exclusive box art. So we're not all going to be on the same box, you know?
Right.
They'll have an indie guy box, Brian will have a box, Mark will have a box. So they'll be like the standalones that we do for the exclusives.
Cool.
So check those out. All right. This is a small week for me, but I got everything to me means a lot. So I'll start with my first thing.
Get it.
All right, so like Brian, I have the titles that I've won in my career hanging up in my office. And there's one that I haven't had, and I'm like, do I need this, do I not? But I feel like I broke down. I feel like, you know what? I do need this title. The GCW world title.
Damn.
I feel like, listen, I'm not getting every, you know, I'm a belt collector. I'm not getting replicas of every title I've won on the indies. Come on, it's absurd. But this, I feel like GCW is more than an independent, and
yep,
and GCW certainly changed the trajectory of my career and my life. So I needed this replica. In fact, I went right to the guy who makes it, so it's an exact copy. It's not.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, it's exact.
Yeah, but you didn't win that belt. You won the Universal title.
No, I won this, and then I switch it.
Okay, all right.
So cool. I did have this, like that iconic. I use that term loosely, but I'm all bloody with the middle finger.
True.
That's with this title.
Yeah.
So that's Hyperion Championship belts. I wanted to give them a little shout out, but this is it. Like, it's unbelievable. It's got the GCW in the leather strap. Not quite sure where I'm going to put this. Right now, my foam life-size Leonardo has my GCW Universal on one shoulder, so maybe I'll put it on the other.
My God.
I thought, yeah,
what a statement.
This was an important one for me to have. It was a good price. I figure, why not? So I don't know the next time I'll win a belt where, you know, I'll feel like I need to get a replica or a copy. So
right.
Had to get this one.
I fully support it.
Just got a giant box on my porch with Major Bendy Series 4. I'm checking them out literally for the first time here.
Oh, wow.
Right on top, though, look at this guy.
Leo Sparrow.
Leo Sparrow, Major Buddy, on sale now. Hit up Leo Sparrow. Definitely limited to 150. I will be picking Mackenzie up from school and surprising her with that in a couple minutes here.
Mark, are you getting a Major Buddy or what's going on here?
The talks with Knick have stalled. I'll have to reinvigorate those talks.
All right.
Well, I'm going to do that right now, actually.
Ricky Morton here. I love Ricky Morton. I adore him when I see him, and I feel like this is pretty cool to be a part of this, that he finally has something like to be proud of, I would say.
First figure with his real head.
Yeah, right? You know what I mean? Like something that, you know, that is very, very cool. Very unique figure. Another thing, I mean, like, our toy company made a British Bulldog figure. Like, how cool is that?
I love it. I absolutely love it. Look at the bite of the Bulldog.
And it will go, you know, right in, you know, seamlessly with your Pillman, with your Brett, with your Owen. I wish we could get some kind of Anvil representation.
Yes.
That would be the dream. Let's keep going here. Luckily, Knick has labeled all these for me, so we don't have to open up random boxes. And here we go. Here he is. Oh, wow. Look at this. Impact Wrestling legend Carl Anderson, the machine
current
gun.
WWE Raw superstar.
Very cool. Love the Good Brother gear on him, the tats.
What are the Good Brothers doing on Raw nowadays?
They're not. That's the answer to that.
They're doing that Zack Ryder 2010 schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, catering, pal.
The Major Chase Bloody Joey Janela.
I like it. That's his Hammerstein ballroom gear. Yeah.
That is great. Another very cool representation of somebody that, you know, is out there getting after. Got blown up by Onita over the weekend. Here's the regular version of that figure, which I think rules. And last but not least, I'm looking for the main, Mr. Main Event himself. Where is the big LG? Let's see. Carl, Bulldog.
I can't wait to get these in hand.
Gallows. So you have not. Oh, that was another question. You have not got yours?
No, I have not.
Oh, here he is. Daddy Dangly himself. The big LG.
Looks wow. So good.
And it's kind of ridiculous that Major Bendy's were able to execute his beard when Super 7 wasn't.
Oh, boy.
A little bit ridiculous. Oh, that is cool. He's much bigger than anyone. Oh, wow, the hat. Oh, that is cool.
Oh, look at that shine. What's the back of the hat say?
The good little collar and elbow stuff right there. Good Brother.
Wow.
This is incredible. The gloves, the tats. Look at the shades of the freaking deacon there.
Oh, the snaking freaking deacon.
Oh, wow. This is so cool. He actually... He got them over the weekend. He texted me and Kinnick like, thank you, guys. This is really, really cool.
That's incredible.
Gallows was a Bendy kid, so that's like a full circle kind of thing.
I love it. Nice.
This is like, this might be my favorite one ever.
Tats, the beer.
The big so LG.
Cool. Oh, my God. It's so cool. And it's
incredible.
The signature there in the quad.
Mm.
Wow. So cool. And he's a little bigger than everybody, which is awesome.
You guys are going to love who we have coming out for 2023. It's a lot. I'll admit it's a lot, but we don't want to.
We're a real company.
Yeah. I mean, we also don't want to sign people and be like, oh, yeah, your figure's coming out in 3 years. You know, so if we sign them, we want them to come out in a timely fashion. So,
right.
Very, very cool. So, Mark, did you get anything?
Just real quick, I got the. Supreme Penta and Phoenix Lucha Brothers figures.
So good, man.
I've talked about them enough.
So
unbelievable.
Impressed with those.
I got them prominently displayed. So, great figures.
All right, we were talking about this last week or maybe the week before, but I got this. It's the Indiana Jones, the idol. That famous scene where, you know, it's like the treasure and he puts his bag there instead, hoping it weighs the same.
Yep.
But I got this for display, a little display piece, or maybe use it as a weapon, as the indie god.
Not that is phenomenal. Great idea.
So, fertility idol. One of one, or not a one of one. It's one something one gold-plated replica. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Like a, like it's the same size, the scale? I don't know.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Two scale.
Yeah. Pretty damn cool. Got on Amazon, actually. So.
Huh.
If you want an Indiana Jones idol, go to Amazon. That's what I did.
I'm sure you'll be signing those at shows coming up.
Well, I've been selling my Indie God hats, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
If you buy an Indie God hat at the gimmick table, I put it on you like Bret Hart with the sunglasses.
what an
experience.
Moment. Yeah. Speaking of Bret Hart. Look at this Target exclusive Ultimate. Oh, we got a little double unboxing going on here.
I got it from Jason Moore. Jason Moore, Major Mark.
What's the year on this Ultimate?
What's that?
What's the year on this?
It's
got to be
93.
92, 93. Okay. To me, this replaces the old school ringside figure, in my opinion. But
all right, a couple things right off the bat. First of all. Why can't they get the shape of his glasses? I mean, I guess this is the
best ever, I'd say.
The best ever?
Yeah. What is this thing on his... Can you get his head out? Oh, you gotta, like, untuck the arm. It's dangerous.
I guess it's a The color is not correct. I know they're pink glasses, but they're kind of almost purplish when you look at them.
Yeah. And I'm okay. I am fine with them.
Okay.
I'm like more baffled by how they tied this thing around his head. I like this bread, man.
I love it. It's in the all pink. Now, Brian, just take a look at the shoulder pieces. It's supposed to be tassels.
Yeah.
But this is the old Ultimate Brett jacket where there's chains. So they just painted the chains as if they're tassels. Look closely.
Bro, it's fine. You'd be a real D Freedom to be mad about that or even notice that. Like, come on.
But do you notice it now that I said it?
Yeah, so like, who cares? Like, it's not like...
All right, I still
not like even it. Worth mentioning, in my opinion.
I still like it.
I like this figure a lot.
All pink. Of course, the interchangeable arms. I'm going
to put those open hands on him right now. Do that pose, baby.
You got to put the open hands on him. And, you know, of course, you could display this without the jacket, because I guess the leg comes out, right? So you could probably does the leg come out on this guy?
Yeah, it has a little hip pop. I just did it. I just don't care about that.
Wait a minute. Are you sure it does?
What do you mean?
Not the leg, the hip.
The hip. It like lowers. I just did it.
I see. Yeah. Okay. So I guess maybe he can do an accurate sharpshooter.
I mean, you could probably get a pretty deep pose.
Listen, I'm all for this. I like it. Target exclusive. I got two. I'm definitely going to keep the jacket and the shades on.
Yeah, you go. Yeah.
I'd probably switch the head. I like the head with the glasses in front. I mean, I'm sorry, with the hair in front.
Nah, I'm keeping just the way it is, but I switched to the open hands. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, these glasses do not stay on great. Stay on, pal. How's that look, boys?
Looks great.
What you got to do with the hair in front?
We're gonna leave no man untested. We're gonna get hungry and forget our manners.
That's an Anvil line. Hey, one thing I will say, though.
He gave the line to Anvil, but anyway.
Brett, besides like the Hasbro red card, doesn't really get the tan he deserves in the figure community.
Okay.
Like, Brett's a tan son of a bitch.
He was a tan son of a bitch, yeah.
These are not tan. This is like Starrcade 97 Sting skin tone.
Okay.
But it's a great figure. Great figure. I like it.
No, this rules.
Now, my only question is, do you think it's too close to that defining moments with the pink on pink that's coming out soon?
Wait. I probably won't be keeping that one, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to either, even though it's like to me,
Ultimate always trumps.
Right.
Trumps Elite to me in my collecting world.
Another thing I got, not wrestling related, it's a bootleg item, the creature from Monster Squad.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Houseofwolfman.etsy.com. They made a Wolfman. Last year, I got the Wolfman, so I got this creature.
Oh, yeah, I do recall.
Does it have nards?
Wolfman does have nards, and Creature stole his Twinkie. But I don't know if they're going to make everybody, but the Monster Squad, nobody has the official rights to it, so anytime someone makes, everything has to be bootleg.
Yeah.
How is that even made, like, period? Is it a real, toy, or is it like a 3D thing?
It looks like it's like a 3D, like, statue type thing. Pretty damn cool, pretty detailed, actually.
I like that. Wow, that's cool.
I dig it, but I'll put this next to my my Wolfman. So nice. Very cool. You guys got anything else?
I do. Hot off the presses from the Impact Wrestling merchant, two items that Broski needs. Bound for Glory 2022, featuring you
DVD.
In that. You're in the Gauntlet for the Gold?
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on that.
What? You got to get your stuff, you're in.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, Call Your Shot Gauntlet, you're in. And it's me versus defending my Digital Media Championship versus Dirty Dango in his Impact debut. And then we have Hard to Kill 2023. And that's Major Players versus Bullet Club versus Heath and Rhino versus Motor City Machine Guns.
Hmm.
So needed those for my PC.
Very cool.
Something I've had my eye on for a while, actually, I finally got this week. And that is this bad boy.
Oh, baby.
Ravishing Rick Rude, mint on card, Series 1, WWF Hasbro.
Damn,
he's one of those
great
ones I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen an autographed one. So, like, what am I holding out for? I'll just get one.
Certainly not in a paint pen. Might be in a Bic.
I mean, Bic. If ever. I don't know. And you can see his autograph there, you know, the facsimile on the box.
Yeah.
I don't see Ravishing Rick Rude autographs, like, period. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. you don't see anything. So, yeah. So, to me, like, you know, one of the first ones I ever had as a kid, iconic. I was like, I got to have some kind of representation of it in my collection, hanging on the wall with the rest of them, because the signed one is just such a pipe dream, you know?
Right. Well, speaking of retros, I got a retro, but it's a prototype, a test shot, if you will.
John Cena, the prototype?
No, this man, he's deceased. His name is Zack Ryder.
Whoa, that's cool, actually.
Wow.
Zack Ryder, test shot, all different colors. A little more than I wanted to spend on it, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I mean, I think that's a cool piece.
I'm going to proudly display this in my collection. I'm sure there's not anymore. There was a hand-painted prototype of this Zack Ryder out there, because I don't know if you remember at Access. This is when Mattel shows you your Elite. And then they show me like on a piece of computer paper that I'm going to get a retro.
Right.
But it's just like a digital render, and it doesn't end up coming out that way. They use like a regular, the render had like a basic head on it,
right,
like a Gorilla Press body. And then at Comic-Con that year, we saw the hand-painted prototype.
Uh-huh.
And WWE said they were going to get it for me, and Mattel wouldn't give it to him.
Whoa.
As a matter of fact, it was John Cena who went over there personally.
I remember this now that you're saying that. Yeah, wow.
And asked for it, and they said they were going to give it to me, and they lied to John Cena. Can you believe that?
Good, that's...
I can understand lying to me. Like, oh,
yeah,
I'm not
you lie to Zack Ryder. You don't lie to John Cena.
But so, like, I asked, and said no. So John Cena went and asked, and they said, oh, of course, Mr. Cena.
Good
and
Lord.
Then they didn't do it.
Damn.
So, rough.
For now, I'll use this test shot and pretend it's a hand-painted prototype. So pretty
cool.
Damn cool. That's all I got.
All right.
My last thing is a couple cards I picked up over the weekend. There was a bunch of vendors at Swaggle's convention. I grabbed this Ethan Page rookie card to $299.
Red Baron.
I grabbed the Chair Shots Ethan Page, which is like real metal. I don't know, Mark, have you seen these cards?
Mm-mm.
It's like heavy. It's like actually metal. It's kind of cool. I grabbed a bunch of Ravens. Actually, it's pretty funny. I grabbed the 24-carat. Gold Danbury Mint Raven. I got a WCW Raven. I got a WWF Raven card. Raven, my good friend, Scott Levy, he gave me this, which is a sticker, a Panini sticker of him from WCW, which I didn't have.
Whoa, that's cool.
Nice gesture. And then he gave me this, his Bo James card.
That's cool.
And then, how random is this?
Did you tell him that Shoes outsold him?
I didn't want to tell him that. But one, Shoes and Raven met and hit it off. I think they're best friends now. Two, Raven, you know, gifted this to me as his friend, as well as Captain Joe Shoes gifted me both his autograph cards.
Oh, wow.
From Bo James. So I thought that was the most random thing, that they were both on the show and, you know, were Bo James card guys and gave me their Bo James cards.
Now that we're talking about cards, this is off topic, but just sparked something in my head. I want to hear both your thoughts. Now, you know, I could be a little, not, I don't want to say difficult to work with, but
insane.
I'm a, it's not show friends, it's show business, correct?
Okay. Where's this going?
I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. I'm not going to say where this was, when this was. I'll say it was in the last month.
Uh-huh.
I'm at a show, wrestling show, right? Booked to be there. I'm at the gimmick table, meeting and greeting fans. Somebody comes over and puts a couple figures down and says, this is for the promotion. Okay, whatever. Sign a bunch of the figures. No big deal, right?
Yeah, okay.
Whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
Then someone comes over and says, this is for the promotion as well. I didn't count. I want to say 50 plus 8x10s.
No.
And I'm like, you know what? Okay. So I'm signing them. And then once those were done, Like, you know when you go to the airport and someone has like 9 cards like taped to like a board?
Yeah.
It was like a couple of those, so maybe like 20, 30 cards.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I said, this is not part of the deal. Tell the promoter to come over here. When I agree to a price, I don't agree to 100 fucking autographs.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
Am I wrong? Was I being a dick?
No. I can't believe you even started to do it in the first place.
And then, you know.
Was it a situation where they keep, or you're doing your own gimmicks?
So they keep, but this was not, but a vendor brought me in, not the promotion.
Got it. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
So I was like, listen, I feel like I'm getting taken advantage of here. Like, I'm all for signing a couple things for you guys. I literally signed like 50 fucking abatins, but then the cards on top of this, like, when you're booking someone, does that, like, listen, we get the guys to sign a bunch of the FWF fucking flyers, whatever. But I would never be like, here's a bunch of cards to sign, here's a bunch of figures to sign, here's a bunch, like, I felt like it was a little too much.
Nah, that's way too much.
Jeesh.
And I,
yeah, you do private signings for that. You bring somebody in, you're going to do a private signing the night before.
I was next to the my favorite tag team, the Outrunners.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And you could tell they were like eavesdropping, like, what's going on over here? They wanted the tea, God. You know. That just the whole card thing just sparked that.
My last thing is another card that I grabbed as a rib to send to John Cohn. Look at this card. I've never seen this before. A quadruple auto. Earl Hebner, Slick Johnson, Andrew Thomas, who I believe works in the office at AEW, right, Mark?
I don't know.
But that's not. I don't know if that's not his real name or not.
I don't know.
And
Rudy 123
Charles. And I'm like, oh, I gotta send this to Cohen as a rib. But then I just realized as we're recording, it's 4 out of 5.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Super rare card. I'm still going to send it to him. I don't need it, but I think it'll be funny. But
Can I make a confession since we're talking about John Cohn?
Sure.
I'm going to get a lot of heat over this, but it's not my fault. Let me just preface it with that. So Colt Cabana, our good friend Colt Cabana, got this like Mexican bootleg referee figure.
Uh-huh.
And he gave me to give to John Cohn.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was like, I don't see John Cohn that often.
Yeah.
So I gave it to Chelsea to give to John Cohn. Okay. Uh-huh. Let's just say, didn't make it to John Cohn. Dude and Walt had a little treat with the Mexican referee.
Oh, no.
But it's not my. It was. I had passed off to Chelsea. So at that point, it's Chelsea's fault.
The list we could compile of stuff that your dogs have destroyed would be like epic.
Razor Bone prototype unreleased head.
Oh, my God.
There's a moment in the podcast when Broski announces that he got a dog, and I think that one of us said, oh, man, are you nervous that they're going to eat your stuff or whatever? And then you were like, oh, that'll never happen. Did that happen on the podcast, whatever, 2 years ago?
I was talking like socks and stuff like my dad would eat when I was a kid, not prototypes.
Highly rare.
Yeah.
Collectibles.
The Razor Ramon head was bad. But
that's bad, yeah.
So sorry, John. Sorry.
All right.
Cabana. All right. Well, up next is the Major Mark purchases of the week. Do we have some good ones?
All right. Here we go. Chris Clagg. I know Matt says don't necessarily be a completionist, but I'm all in on the Bendis. I don't really collect Mattel.
Please. We're not discouraging it.
I've slowed down on the Jazzwares, but I try to pick up major pod figures every chance I get. This Ricky Morton Bendy's a must-have that never even knew I needed. Great job, boys. Keep it up. Jeff Noyes, sweet garage sale find. 50 Star Wars figures, 50 Marvel Toy Biz, 30 Marvel Legends, Spawn vehicles, then some other rad stuff, including a 1995 Casey Jones Mint on car. Funny thing was that the person having the sale, we were both in all the same classes and graduated together in college, but didn't even realize it until I loaded everything in the car. Noyes Toys. He's probably going to be selling those figures, so look out for that.
Love it. Smart.
Josh Breeze. To say the least, there has been no bigger purchase in my collecting career. This has eluded me for so long, and me and Broski even went back and forth when I didn't think it truly existed. Finally, I was scrolling eBay and able to add the Raw Stage of Rage to my collection. Jeff Hardy is placed in the top left, so I had to hunt it down. With his triumphant return to Dynamite this week, it was great to have this hit my porch as well. Welcome to the greatest Hardy Boys collection in all of space and time. I'm now only 12 figures away from a fully completed mint inbox slash on card Team Extreme collection.
Nice. Yes, I think Matt and Jeff would appreciate that big time.
Yeah, they would, because, I mean, until they had what? Jeff had that fire, right? They were pretty. Matt might be complete, but Jeff, there's no way Jeff is anymore.
Yeah. All right, Chris Stanley, tickets to see the original Misfits in Tampa. I've been a fan of this band since middle school. I remember buying my first Misfits shirt as a teen just because I thought their logo was cool. After a while, I thought, should I probably listen to this band if I'm going to wear this shirt? So I had a friend who used LimeWire burn a CD for me with a good portion of their songs, and the rest is history. They're absolutely my favorite band. My favorite band, and to say I'm excited to see them would be an understatement. Thinking of getting the flyer printed to hang with my Misfits collection as well. I think you can wear a Misfits shirt as a wrestling fan because they're wrestlers.
Technically, they were, yes.
Yep. They were in the business, so yeah. You could never hear their music.
WCW. Maybe if the ring, the Nitro stage was backed with some Misfits, it would be a booming success.
Well, we know those music people are very protective. Richard Davis, GF made a big boy purchase. He surprised me with my holy grail collector's item, a signed Harrison Ford Indiana Jones picture. Wow. I'm still in shock that she spent so much to contribute to my collection, but she's always been very supportive in my collecting. I think she is a keeper. Nice job.
Yeah, definitely, buddy.
Last one, Eric Fantic. After 3 years, I finally got my White Whale Hasbro. Started listening to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast in April of 2020 and slowly started building out my collection. This week I got my grail, a mail-away Hogan Loose. Best part, it was only $600. Most expensive free podcast ever. $600, I think, is a price. $500, $600, you will see the Loose Hogan at occasionally.
Yeah?
That's a good price.
I think that's way too low, but wow.
I've passed on it at $500. I'm kicking myself now because it's hard to find it there. Yeah. Yes. But that's sort of what I'm looking for.
That thing was $75 for years. So plentiful. You could get it anywhere. Like, it's crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
Real quick, he says, that's the last one, but he says he's been listening since April of 2020. I was just thinking about this, guys. I was in the car thinking about this. We're hitting 250 episodes soon. You know, whatever. Not a milestone we will celebrate. But 250 episodes, 250 weeks in a row that we have provided new content. Uh-huh. We've never been late. Uh-huh. It's always a new episode every single week for 250 episodes. I think that... What other podcasts are doing that? People take
wild,
weeks
right?
off... Best
I always
of
think
episodes.
Of the podcast in like before the firing and after the firing, right? And like,
well, there's a big
we were fired.
Yeah.
There was three. It's been 3 years. This week was the anniversary. 3 years since we got fired, and it's crazy to think. You know, we got fired at the beginning of the pandemic. We were worried, like, oh man, is anybody gonna want to hear us talk about buying and selling figures? Hell, is anyone gonna be spending their money on figures? And the podcast blew up during that time.
Mm-hmm.
All collecting blew up.
Right. And not that we had handcuffs on before, but once we got let go, it was like we could do whatever the fuck we wanted. We could curse, talk about AEW, you know, like we could do whatever, you know?
I'll never forget dropping Mark off at the AEW Jazzwares booth. Like we're dropping a kid off at day camp and running
away. Oh, yeah, for like Toy Fair?
Yeah, Toy Fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate all your guys' support over the years because it's been fun.
It was like, you know, sometimes, you know, blessings are in disguise.
Yeah. Yes.
So, is it next segment?
Yep.
Well, guys.
Don't mind me. I'm just playing with my Ricky Morton bendy.
Next up is the Incarnation of Domination. And for the next 12 weeks, it is brought to you by Wildcat Belts.
Whoa. We back.
Wildcat Championship Belts is the premier source for authentic, custom-made championship belts.
Well, now you're probably thinking, well, I don't run a wrestling promotion, so this doesn't apply to me. But that's not true. Wildcat Belts makes awards and prizes for any occasion or event.
Employee recognition titles are an amazing way to be rewarded and will spark competition in the office.
Maybe you're in a fantasy football league where the winner can be proud owner of your league's very own custom-designed belt.
Retirement gifts, wedding gifts, gifts for that person that has everything. Wildcat Belts can make a custom title for you.
They offer four styles at four price points, so they can offer a belt at any budget.
Wildcat Belts Little Champs program has donated over $8,000 to the Major Wrestling for Your Podcast toy drive by donating a toy championship belt for every belt they sell.
Visit them on social media at Wildcat Belts or go to wildcatbelts.com today to become a champion.
The incarnation of domination. Of domination.
We in the house, shook crew, this our ride or die. Bout to come watch Hawkins and ride or die.
All up in the place and we bringing the noise. For all you grown men still playing with toys. Y'all are virgins like the Major Brothers, but at least they go home and play with each other. Bryce, Bobby, and Max could rip it. Crunching all your bones like it's Jack's Pacific. I'm so fresh like a mint on card. It's weird that these dolls make your dicks all hard.
Grow up, act your age, you got a kid's brain. Push you off the stage, that's gotta be Kane. Bragging about rare figures and it's kinda lame. The real limited run was your title reign. Word life.
The incarnation of domination.
All right, incarnation of domination, a weekly segment where Mark surprises us with a superstar. We talk about our favorite versions of that superstar. Who do we got, Mark?
All right, Tim Daniel, since he just came back to WWE TV, how about, and this segment, guys, it's really, somebody's got to call Bill up, tell him he's got to listen to the podcast. How about Shinsuke Nakamura? Which
Nakamura? I feel like we've done this, no?
Which blue pants are the best? Which red pants are the best, sorry?
Not that Shin isn't fantastic, but because of a certain man crush that goes on at the Mattel headquarters, he has...
So many.
A lot, a lot of figures.
An interesting
man.
Thing, too, is one of the first Ultimates.
Yeah,
is
right.
Series one, isn't he?
No, he's
series
two. It's series two, right?
Yeah.
And it's an amazing figure.
I mean, he was like champion at the time, so that makes sense.
Something you need because Shin does all that, like, you know, dramatic posing and stuff, you know what I mean? And so he's
he
like,
he was
really
not
is a,
champion at the time.
He's never been the WWE
champion.
No.
Well, main eventing, at least.
Feud with AJ, maybe.
Maybe not the time the figure came out, but like when, you know, 8 months prior when they were would be deciding these things. How long has he been in the WWE?
A while.
A long time.
2016 actually. He entered NXT. Holy crap.
I know. It's a long time now.
So, I mean, there's so many figures. He's got like the zombies. He's got a lot of elites, a lot of basics. I mean, I don't collect any of them. I have the retro, so that's my answer because I have it.
Which I is kind of one of my least favorite retros. It's so weird.
Yeah, not great.
That's the leg, action, the kick.
The action is stupid, and the hands are like just really big and weird, I feel like.
Now, does he have any, like, I mean, the guy had a huge career before 2016, right? Like,
he has a Chara fighter.
I have a Chara Pro with short hair, actually.
I have it too.
There you go.
Man, dude, he has... So many. This is ridiculous.
Mattel's?
Yeah. He's got a basic that like just came out.
He's got so many. He's got this NXT TakeOver one. Isn't this in like New Japan gear or is his defining moments like New Japan gear?
I'm pretty sure the TakeOver one is like he's never actually worn that. And it's like I think Bill got the reference shots of that jacket that he only wore in New Japan, but he never wore it in the WWE. I could be wrong about that, but it's something
I'm pretty
like
sure that.
That
we've talked, we've told that story.
We've discussed it.
Yep.
Listen, Shin, very, very toyetic. You know, he's got a new look now, so I'm sure we'll get more figures. I love Shin.
Did you ever work with him?
No.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I never did too, which is kind of sad
never,
to me, actually, at this point.
So I'm glad he's getting a little run ski, another little push ski. But I mean, my favorite.
He's a defining moment. Like
I was just gonna say, defining moments.
He's had some unreal, like full blown Makina man crush career of toys.
Very toyetic, though. I mean, you look at the course, wide array of figure of things.
Well, a lot of them made fun of the red pants. Similar.
But... Yeah.
That they get a little similar-ish, yes, for sure.
I mean, he has like blue tiger stripes on some here.
So the Funko Pop.
He's got a Survivor Series Mattel Elite, which I don't even remember at all.
An Eagle Moss. Hey, the guy's fucking toyetic. Let's not take it away from him. But yeah, my favorite's the retro for sure.
I'm going to go with the Ultimate because that's the one I proudly display in my collection.
I'm going to go with that that Takeover. I think that's a cool little Bill
cool
story.
It's a little New Japan wink and a nod. Man, he's got battle packs with different people like Mysterio. Like, I don't remember any of this stuff.
He's got a Bleacher Creature as well. Okay, up next is the Q&A.
If you have something on your mind, just use hashtag AskAMajorPod. All you gotta do is sign up to Twitter. Guess what? It's free. If the boys choose your tweet to read, don't lose your head. You're getting signed 8x10 for your collection.
All right, guys. Use the hashtag AskMajorPod if we read your question on air. We'll send you a little prize. My question comes from at RetconB. With the success of the Mattel Superstars line, do you think we need a wrestling ring with all the with all the eras mixed together? How would you like it to be presented? Hashtag AskMajorPod. I do think we need a ring. But I think they can make one ring that the retros could use and the superstars. Like a new ring.
Right.
No? They're the same size.
I see what you're saying. I just never thought of it like that, but I feel like my OCD would not like that branding. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's also weird to me that like superstars have like branding and a logo and the retros are just like what they are, right?
Right.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, I would love a standalone superstars ring. Similar to the AWA Remco ring. And I think just make it like generic, like how it is like on the packaging, the red, white, and blue ropes. Like even though, you know, like there's a ring on the packaging of the superstars.
Yeah.
So I would just make it a generic, you know, block logo ring.
I also would, for the retros, I think the retros are kind of due to an Attitude Era ring.
I mean, they have them all. Just I want either an like a black Raw's War Attitude ring, or
that's what I want.
Give me a yellow King of the Ring ring.
Yes,
I'll take. They've made so many Attitude guys that I'd rather that, because then it kind of like, you know, for display purposes.
Yeah. All right. Good question.
All right, I'm looking right now for one. Mark, do you have?
All right, Chris DG. By the way, Chris DG was on the MWO podcast this
Chris
week.
Chris DG might have knocked Limpumba off for the Q&A. King.
Yeah, so he was on the MWO podcast and I was reading the description of it, and it literally says like Chris DG, guy who has been called for the Q&A like many times, and I was like, oh yeah, well, fuck, we do say his name all the time. He just has good questions, guys. Here we go. Yeah. At Chris DG 2525, by the way. We all have rules to our collection, but what is one wrestling figure that doesn't fit your rules in any way but was so toyetic or cool that you had to have it in your collection?
The first thing that came to my mind there was these the Screaming Bullseye statues.
Is that
a figure,
though?
Like they're ECW. That kind
of. But like, I don't have anything like that at all. Where I was like, okay, I need to like figure out how to incorporate this and make room for it and get them. And I have ones being made now. Like I'm borderline addicted to getting them at this point.
I would say for me, a couple things. One that. That Bret Hart Simpsons figure. I'm going to keep that forever.
Yeah.
Luckily, Brian used to have this. Like, I have a miscellaneous shelf. That's where I put stuff like this.
I know. If I did that, it would get so out of hand, I think. Not that that's a bad thing, but.
Mine is not that bad. I got the Liger on there. I have John Cena Peacemaker or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I definitely love my miscellaneous section. It's where I can get stuff that I shouldn't get that I get anyway. I think for me, it's more like current WWE guys. Like if I wanted to get this Cody defining moments, that I have no place for. Yeah. And I don't know if that would even go on a miscellaneous shelf. It doesn't really make sense to me.
So yeah. That would be, yeah. I think my main one for that is the Liger. I have that one Liger. It doesn't fit with literally anything. It doesn't remotely come to anything that I have. But it's so cool.
I have a miscellaneous bin, so like I could start this. Like, yeah, that's the problem.
Live a little, Brian. Come on.
I know, guys. I'm like up at night thinking about how to redo my playroom when it's coming in. We're getting close.
Good.
My question is from Adam B at Play Duke. Hashtag Ask Major Pod. Are there going to be limits to the poses for big rubber guys? I thought that was a very interesting question because we're literally just talking about this week. We feel, and Matt can back me up on this, that the poses are pretty pivotal to like the vibe of these.
Yeah. So I'm a little confused. Why would there be any limit?
I don't know.
All right. This is
up for discussion. We literally are talking about this week in a work chat. Like some LJNs do not stand that great,
right?
But they're in these like timeless poses. So we've literally done the form factor of like, okay, this guy could be in this pose and his legs look like this and it will look unbelievably accurate to like an LJN.
But he won't stand.
But it probably won't stand that great. But if we flatten the legs and we've looked at it that way where it just doesn't like, that doesn't taste right, but it will stand great. So we don't.
I'm still on the fence about that.
Same. That's why I'm kind of glad Adam asked this question so we could talk about it out loud, but I would love to hear people's feedback about it.
I would say 9 out of 10 LJNs, and maybe I'm wrong, but 9 out of 10 don't stand.
Don't stand great. So I'm like, you're already leaning them and or whatever. You know.
I kind of want to evolve the line. I want them all to stand.
Ideally, yes, but I'd rather it look and feel like an OG LJN then give up, you know? Because literally when TDD redid it with like the flat feet, we were like, oh no, it really changes the vibe.
Right.
Bizarre as that sounds. So.
Yeah, and we have, I guess, the first three sets. a set of two, a set of two, and a set of three for 2023. So. And listen, if this takes off, maybe we'll start making more. It really depends how you guys buy Series 1, which is myself and Brian, and of course.
I have very high hopes for Big Rubber Guy. I think it's going to be huge.
I think it's going to blow people away because nobody's been able to capture the LJN look and feel ever, and we've done the best job. Is it identical? No, but it's the closest we can get it. So.
All right.
I have high hopes for the line. Yeah, I have high hopes as well.
I have very high hopes, yeah.
All right. Well, up next is good housekeeping.
Boys, can you clean up your action figures?
Waited all week, gonna wrap it up. Cardona and Ma's gonna clean it up. Get in your plugs, tell me where you've been. Bruce can maybe quit GCW again. Ma's working hard on the YouTube channel. Mark's on Twitch, run a figure panel. Sit on back, now relax. Good housekeeping's here, and that's a fact.
This is the part of the show where I go and I grab myself a nice, cold PBR, baby.
All right, guys, follow us on YouTube, youtube.com/MajorPodNetwork. Subscribe, please. We just put up the WrestleCon, WrestleMania vlog. It's chaotic.
It's a hoot. It is a hoot.
You see all the behind the scenes of Live 2000. You see us at WrestleCon. You see some GCW stuff.
Nice little Live 2000 highlight reel.
Yeah, check it out, guys. Also coming soon is the Squared Circle Expo vlog.
I think it's going to be vlog of the year. Entertainment.
It's up there. It could be up there for sure. We have Brian and Heath at a Canadian Toys R Us up there right now.
We will have the triple vlog of me, All Ego, Ethan Page, and Dylan all doing our vlog at the same time at Freak Toys in Sheboygan.
Well, we're going to beat Dylan. I don't know about Dylan. We're going to beat Ethan to whatever to get it on.
He's got a different strategy than us. His isn't like
he just banks him. He's like three. He's got 3 months of banked things.
Yeah, yeah.
A vlog of me will come out, and I'll be like, "That happened months ago. What is
that?" Yeah, it's crazy. His strategy. It's working. It's working for him, but yeah, it's a lot different than ours.
What about the shoes tour of Mattel? What's going on with that?
Oh yeah, mostly edited. So we're just trying to figure out when to sneak that in. It's not even really a vlog. It's going to be a different piece for our channel. We'll see how it does.
Very cool.
But I will suggest this. I'm going to put him on the spot, Brian.
Yes.
A really large thing is about to happen in your life that doesn't happen often. Okay? You are about to start a toy room from scratch. Okay? I really think that you should, even if it takes months, I think you should vlog some of it. Thoughts.
I'm sorry. Brian's not here right now.
Come on, Broski. Back me up. How good would that be?
Into a bush behind him?
I agree with you, Brian.
I'm
sorry. Think of that thumbnail. Brian Myers starts toy room from scratch or whatever the hell.
Not going to make any promises, but I will take it up with my people.
I put you on the spot, guys. Do you want to see Brian do this? I do.
Come on. Also, guys, check out prowrestlingtees.com/majorwpod. We just put up a lot of cool stuff. It's the summer of Stomp 5, guys. Let's fucking get your Stomp in Paradise merch over on Pro Wrestling Tees. Of course, the crate sold fucking out. We appreciate that. Major Pod clothing, if you want, you know, just like this right here, nice, comfy, scratch and figure itch, go to Major Pod clothing if you want the cool, intricate
designs.
We're going to
have a little meeting. I think we need a little summer line, you know, spice things up a little bit, launch some new stuff on there, too.
That's fine with me.
I just ordered some stuff from your boy.
Awesome. MajorPodMerch.com. We have the Hasbro/Bendy's belts. We have Series 5. We have some Live 2000 merch up there. The PBR cards. Get them right now. MajorPodMerch.com. Of course, Wildcat belts. If you want an exact copy of FWF or Major Pod title, hit them up. Major Rewind, J. George. Every 2 weeks, a trip down memory lane on the main feed. Check that out. Premier Streaming Network. We get the news there for free every single week. You have Live 12, 13, 14, 15, and 2000 up there. All the FWFs. And we'll be coming back to Premier FWF 5 Tuesday, June 6th. It's going to be an incredible day. We'll give you all the details later. Only on Premier Streaming Network. And guys, we're probably gonna do a boozing with the toys leading in to
pre-show, free for all. Well,
free for all,
free for Patreon, free for Major Marks.
A new rockers match. It'll be great. Right.
Yes.
Oh, don't tempt me with a good goddamn time.
And then this week, guys, myself and Steph DeLander teaming up for the first time, GCW in ATL. And then I am going to AIW.
This is a big moment for her. She can get the 1-2-3 kid thumbs up or thumbs down after this,
well,
huh?
Well, I made sure Rick Michaels got us some matching gear. You know, be fucking ready for Atlanta.
And then
we go to Cleveland AIW. I think I'm defending the title against Stiffy McGee.
What? Again? Come on.
I'm gonna put some earplugs in because Bill Alfonso is going to be blowing that fucking whistle.
Is Thorne trying to kill you?
I don't know what's going on here, but I'm always ready. Got SDL by my side, so it's going to be a hell of a weekend. Buy my merch, motherfuckers.
Good Lord.
Guys.
You ready for my week?
Hold on. I got to pitch this.
Ready?
This is huge. I told Brian about this. This is big. Limitless Wrestling, Saturday night, okay, 7 p.m. bell time, Herman, Maine. Myself versus Top Shelf Troy Nelson versus CPA. The Off the Hop Rope podcast explodes.
The Last Dance.
I'm hearing it's literally called Troy's Last Call.
Did you get
the last call?
Did you get him the Anna J t-shirt?
Fat ass. I'm going to try to get one this week to deliver it to him. Yeah, that's a great idea.
You should. Yeah, you should.
Oh, man.
Check it out. It's going to be great. I'm going to have
Bendy. That should be the spot. Like a whole like tackle, drop down, leapfrog. Wait! And then you pull out the shirt. And you give it to him.
Man.
And also, I will be wearing that Live 15 gear. I got to get use out of it.
Oh,
right?
That's
Major Pod
news.
Colors.
I didn't know that.
I got to pad up. If I'm wrestling CPA, you know, he's a little stiff-ski. Got to pad up.
There you go.
Are they both booked for FWF 5?
The Top Shelf Troy Nelson, as a commentator, will be there for FWF 5, yes.
When are we going to start announcing matches? I know we have announced myself defending the Wrestling Showcase, the Jericho Oceanic Championship, and the Internet title. Three titles on the line against Philip Cardigan.
Well, I think maybe you could say Brian's deal, right? He's got a bone to pick, I think.
Well, Brian, well, I'll let Brian speak for himself.
The FWF Tag Team Championships will be on the line as myself, Mattel influencer Joe, Captain Shoes, Raven's best friend, versus Mr. Jeeves S.K. from Ring of Honor and his little stooge, Leo Sparrow. Tag that titles on the line. Hicksville, New York, baby.
Can VSK be a two-title champ in FWF
He's gonna on his way to the Triple Crown, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully my partner's not gonna be out back smoking a cigarette. We can get him in ring shape.
What was Joe booked on Swaggle Show to do?
He worked the Battle Royal. He's hanging out, living his best life, selling merch.
Hell yeah!
I mean, this really is like
befriending Raven,
living his best life. Like Joe Shoes is without a doubt living his best life. Like he has reached his peak at 45.
Or whatever it is. You know? Like, this is another insane Raven story. He just randomly tells me, like, on Friday, he goes, you know, hypnotizing's real? I said, oh, yeah? He goes, yeah, I met a guy who could do it. And then in the pandemic, I was so bored, I had him, like, teach me. So I was taking lessons with him over Zoom on how to do it so I can do it. I can hypnotize people. I said, oh, cool. And I just kind of, like, got out of the conversation. Yeah. Then at the end on Saturday, he goes, hey, next time we're together, I'd really like to hypnotize Joe. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah. It's too loud in here, so I couldn't do it. But next time we're all together, I'm going to hypnotize Joe. Okay, I said, all right.
Here's my question, Brian. How do you know he didn't hypnotize you?
I mean, I didn't allow him. I really
no.
Said.
You don't know. He could have hypnotized you, then told you to forget it.
I remember that story.
We'll see. I think you were hypnotized.
I'd really like to hypnotize your friend Joe. Okay.
Doesn't make any sense. Well, I guess that's it, guys. Huh?
That's it.
All right.
We're out of time.
So tired. I have to go pick up my daughter from school. We're out.
1, 2, 3. I'll be back, Jack.
This is former Creator Pro champion and CAP graduate Johnny Clash. And I'm here with George Feast, and we've got some questions for you. What's your favorite video game? How about your favorite console? Do you want to revisit the best and worst in video games? Then the Game Marks podcast is for you. Tell them, George.
Each week, we do a deep dive into a different wrestling video game covering exclusive features, rosters, gameplay, and more. And at the end of every episode, we offer up our rating of Play It Forever or Future Endeavor. Plus, gaming rumors and breaking news.
How do your favorite games hold up? Think you've played the best and worst of them all? No chance in hell.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you choose to listen, and connect on social media and Twitch at Game Marks Pod.
The Game Marks Podcast. It's time to play the games.